Good morning. This is our Neighborhood and Quality of Life Committee. Joining us today, we have Commissioners Fungora and Miner. Thank you. If anybody would like to participate on any of the items, you can either dial *9 by phone or press the hand icon on your Zoom, and we will be tracking that should there be anything you'd like to add to any of our items. We have a short agenda today. Eric Carpenter, do we have any announcements before we begin?
Yes, there's one announcement. Item number two, the discussion regarding the North Beach Regional Parking Plan has been deferred to the July meeting. There was some procedural questions, and so in an abundance of caution, we decided to defer the item.
Okay, thank you. I know Christina wanted to make an announcement about anybody speaking. Is she on?
Christina is unfortunately unable to join us this morning. She is, she lost her voice. So, so she's trying to get it back, but, she's going to be unable to join the Zoom meeting.
Okay. So Eric, so you'll be timing speakers. They have 2 minutes to speak. Should anybody call in? Got it. All right. So our first item this morning, added by Commissioner Fungora, and, it came from the QEC, and I'm co-sponsoring. For the discussion regarding developing some sort of real estate marketing material to really talk about what makes Miami Beach Feeder Pattern Public Schools so wonderful, what distinguishes us. Michael, would you like to introduce your item? And Dr. Rosenfeld, of course, is online to discuss it.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. This item, you know, came through the Quality Education Committee, and I want to thank Dr. Rosenfeld for her work on it. As we discussed yesterday at the Finance Committee meeting, the projections for increased property tax revenues are not looking good. So we're always looking for ways to make our properties more appealing and more profitable and bring people to our community. One of the things that the city does and we spend a lot of money on, unlike most communities, is education. We have a commitment for many years to doing many things from the International Baccalaureate to placing police officers at schools to STEAM. The list goes on and on. So the idea was, how do we monetize this to an extent and really get the word out for people that are looking for homes for their families to know that we have this wonderful free asset available? So I know that, Doc, before I turn it over, I know Dr. Rosenfeld, I believe she prepared with our marketing department the attachment that was part of the agenda. And I think it is good in terms of information. It is very good for me first go at it. But before Dr. Rosenfeld tells us about what she did and why she did it that way, I want to get some consensus. And I think there will be, because I think this is a good idea to move forward on. I think we, since it's more of a marketing piece, I think what we have before us is still too wordy. And it's so hard because there's so many things that we do well. But we have to find a way to make it pop with bullet points that kind of highlight some of those points, but maybe not so much in block paragraph format. And I also think it's written at such a high intellectual level that I hate to say that it's got to be dumbed down a little bit. It's got to be a little simpler and easier just for anybody to grasp, so it doesn't seem so much like a piece of literature. I will say, and I don't know if she's called in today. If you have, you can raise your hand because I'd love to hear you speak. But I was corresponding with former Commissioner Aleman yesterday, and later in the day, she sent me some of like her thoughts and proposed edits, which I thought were quite good. There was really no time to share them with the committee, but I will make sure that Diana forwards them to everybody later today. But it kind of envisions what I see, less words, more bullet points. So with that, I turn it over to Dr. Rosenfeld. You're on mute, I think.
Yes, please unmute.
Okay. Good morning, and thank you for the feedback. I think depending upon the information we received from each of you, we can certainly work to make it an easier read, less wordy. I think the information is good information. Our Committee for Quality Education did take a look at it. They like the information. So I look forward to receiving those suggestions that Commissioner Gongora, you have, and Commissioner Steinberg, you had mentioned some edits as well. And we'll make those and we can bring it back, or we can share it with the committee members. We're not having another committee meeting until August, but I can certainly share it with them via email and request their feedback. And then we can begin sharing if that's the desire.
Thank you. Commissioner Minor, do you have any questions, thoughts, or comments?
Just first, I just want to commend Commissioner Gongora for putting this on. It's so important to publicize and our schools and our strong education in schools that we have here in Miami Beach. This is a great way to do it. Certainly to keep young families here and to certainly recruit new families. Education, it starts with really education and public safety. Those are the two, I think, main things people look at. So I commend you for that. I agree with the comments, and this is great. There is a lot of information here, which I think is fantastic. Maybe there's a way to sort of have a more robust information on the website if people want to get that, but a more concise bullet point, sort of what you're saying here, just for more handout type of information.
Okay, Commissioner Gongora, I have a suggestion, unless you want to add anything before I make the suggestion.
No, I think I saw one hand raised. I don't know if it's on this item. That was the only thing I was going to suggest if they wanted to speak.
Yes, okay. So what we'll do is we'll take the caller. Again, this is about the education enhancement brochure. So if the person who has their hand up is calling about that particular item, we're happy to hear from you. Caller ending with the numbers 9101, you're on.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, please state your name.
My name is John Watson, and I'm off the topic for you guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm invading your meeting. I have no other way of talking to anyone that has anything to do with this government. But I've been trying to get unemployment since March. And I've been told that I had to prove my identification. I then had to prove I worked here, and I'm still without unemployment. And I'm eligible for that PUA thing. I'm eligible for unemployment. I can't get anything. Can any of you tell me, rather than a phone number where the voicemail's full and going to the city hall, it's chained up, can anyone tell me what I should do?
I can help you. You should reach out to either 604 City, which is our city main contact number, and they will direct you to the Resource Center, who, although we don't run the unemployment program that's run by the state, we certainly have been working with folks to try and help them get to a place where all of their documents are in, everything's complete, and then have helped them make sure that they can get it as quickly as possible. We know it's a difficult time for everyone, and you know, we're here to help. So 604 City, 305-604 City, or if you have email, you can email resourcecenter@miamibeachfl.gov.
Thank you, Commissioner Minor, your hand is up.
I was just going to say also, I echo what Eric just said, and you certainly, that's probably the best way to do it. Feel free to reach out to me directly, and myself or my aide can help you. I'll give you my number, 786-810-8728, and we can try to help you through the process if the number and the resource center really is a great tool, but we can try to help you as well.
Good. Well said. Thank you so much. I don't see any other hand up at this time. So that concludes the public portion of that particular item. And so we have two things that we can do. The first is Leslie can go ahead and take those edits and either bring it back to us before it is released, or how would you like to proceed? This is your item, Michael, because there are two things we can do. You said that maybe a more robust item could be placed on the website, at the city's website. And so this is a wonderful piece that she could easily upload, so we can have that already on our city's website. For anybody who goes to our website, MiamiBeachFL.gov, they could see this wonderful, robust information. as far as the handout material, how would you like us to proceed, Michael?
I think, unless it depends what this committee wants to do, I think what I'd like to do is work with Dr. Rosenfeld to kind of edit it a little bit and have Diana send her what John Alemán sent me, because I think it's a little clearer, and then probably just put it on the commission agenda on consent, unless this committee would like to hear it again.
No, I'm good with that. So I think by acclamation, you have your direction.
Excellent.
Thank you. Great. All right, we're going to move on to the next item. And the next item is, let's see here. Well, item number three, since number two was deferred, discussion regarding the PFOWL population and relocating peacocks within the city of Miami Beach by Commissioners Minor. Well, Minor, here. You're here. It's your item. What would you like to say?
Sure. I think we can have, I think it may be Adrian who's going to address this. This issue came up because quite a few residents reached out to me about the PFOWL. I've actually personally seen it. And then I also read, I think it was Coral Gables, but there are other municipalities that have been dealing with this type of program and sort of a humane relocation. This is a non-native species to Florida. So I thought it was a good idea to mirror some of the activities and try to humanely remove them. It has become, I guess, a bit of an issue for many of our residents in a certain area. So with that, I'll let, I think it's Adrian who's going to present.
Eric, we cannot hear you.
Just Eric? One second here, where somebody's joining in right now to present.
Okay. Yeah, Commissioner Minor, I have also received calls on this item, so I'm looking forward to hearing what staff has to say. And I know there's a survey that's being conducted right now as well, which I'm sure Adrian or whoever's answering. Although Eric Carpenter, I see you speaking, but we cannot hear you.
We have Elizabeth. Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you presenting? Good morning, Elizabeth. Are you presenting on this item?
I am presenting on this item. So we recently reached out to, we did a survey in collaboration with communications to try to understand where these populations of the peacocks or peafowls are located. We're also working with some of our vendors to that will allow us to relocate these peafowl humanely and move them out. We will also be looking on a regular basis to see where these populations increase. Their peak times for breeding is in April. So we were trying to relocate them during that time.
And what I know the city sent out a survey. What can you tell me about that?
Certainly. So we found that there was a couple of areas. The most concentrated area, I think, was Lagorse. Can you tell me a second? I'll pull up the survey very quickly. I'm sorry, we're having internet troubles here. Give me a second, please.
That's okay. Commissioner Minor, are there any other questions you have while she's pulling up the survey?
Sure. I guess I just wanted to find out what the next steps are besides the survey. I know there's in the item here, there's a mention of cost. Doesn't seem like it's a great cost, but just what are the next steps? What is the timing of completing this, and I guess are we waiting on a survey to make determinations what to do, or have we made a decision that we're moving forward with this? We're just doing the survey to find where and how many we're dealing with.
So we're doing the survey to identify the hotspots first. That's what we want to address. And we want to have several vendors provide us with the relocation. Right now, we've only had contact with one vendor. And as you saw, the assessment is usually $1,000, and each peat file that is relocated is $50. And this will allow us to project based on, you know, the populations that we identify, what the fiscal impact might be.
Okay.
For the control of these birds.
Any sense of timing?
Probably in the next couple of months.
Okay.
Looking at breeding season.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't know if it was mentioned. This is actually also co-sponsored. We kind of independently put on. Commissioner Areola also had put this item on. Unless you have a presentation, I actually wanted to bring up an issue. It's more of a question. It almost sounds like out of a movie, but there's actually like a bird on I guess that nests, and every year it becomes an issue. And yesterday I got quite a few complaints from people. It's a bird on Mid Beach between Royal on 41st between Royal Palm and Sheridan. It seems that it's protecting its young, and it swoops in and actually hits people on the head. I guess the question is who would I speak to you and like, how would you even deal with a situation like that? It's a much different situation, I guess, than the peafowl.
That's a different situation. Well, we can certainly go out there and check it out. We do have vendors that are, you know, that can address those issues.
Okay. Yeah, well, I can give you more information offline.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. So what are our next steps so we can move on?
So our next step is to, we're going to address additional contractors, and then we'll get a cost proposal, and then we'll proceed with relocating these PFALs.
Okay. Commissioner Minor?
I think that sounds good. Maybe we can get another report at a future meeting.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And then when you have the results for the survey, you can just send it to us. Okay.
Commissioner, I think this is Tanya. Kevin Pulido might be on, who I think might know the results. Kevin, I'm kind of throwing you out there, but if you have the results, do you know how many people took the survey?
We just need to check.
Kevin, you're on mute.
Hello, can you hear me?
Now we can, yes. This has been a very technical difficulty morning. Okay, yes, Kevin.
Sorry for the delay. So we had, we had 16 participants that took the survey, and most of the responses came from the Middle Beach area, I believe, as Elizabeth said. And it really identified there were some birds populations that were five or more within that area. And on the survey, and when we share it with you, you'll see the addresses of the people who took the survey and where the peacocks are mostly located.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Gongora, your hand is up.
Oh, okay, yes. When I was listening to this item, all I could think about is this Katy Perry song I like about your peacock, because peacocks seem like the really kind of cute animals when you're growing up. But I hear from my friends and neighbors in Coconut Grove that deal with even a worse situation, that they actually can be quite angry and kind of vicious animals. And they've been dealing with it in Coconut Grove for a long time. So I think if there's an issue, we need to address and relocate them. I haven't heard as many complaints as you both, but I do know that there's two that live outside of St. Patrick's in that Bayshore area that live around there that have been there for a long time that I don't know if they've gotten hostile or not, but if there's a problem with the peacocks, we should remove them. If we're going to do an outreach with a survey, we should probably also reach out to the Middle Beach Neighborhood Associations, Bayshore, Nautilus, all the relevant ones that may be dealing with this issue.
Okay, good suggestion. All right, so we have our direction. We'll see it back, and they'll give us an update. Thank you so much. Commissioner Minor, any final words or comments on your item?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Our final item will be Commissioner Gongora's item to discuss reviewing, well, I guess, World Heritage List qualifications within the city of Miami Beach. Can you explain that to us?
Yes, thank you. At the start, I just would like to ask administration, because I don't know who's responsible for forwarding the consent items that go through commission, but I had actually attached with my referral, when I referred it to neighborhoods, kind of a long list of documents that we found on the UNESCO website that I think would have made it clearer for the other two committee members about what this item is, rather than just get a little paragraph for today, with probably a lot of questions, like, what is this? Why are you putting it on? So I think any of us, when we forward items on consent, please attach the documents, because all of us take the time to research it, and we expect that it's going to move with the item so that our colleagues know in advance what we're talking about. This item actually came through a couple of people. It started with a realtor, Inez Flax, sent this to me, who I think lives on Ocean Drive. And since that time, I corresponded with Daniel Seraldo with MDPL, because it's something very interesting for them. UNESCO World Heritage List is kind of a complicated process to get listed. It's an important historic designation. For some people that like to do bucket list travels, they actually go through the website and try to hit all of these great spots throughout the world. And when you look at the UNESCO website, if you take the time, it's really some interesting places that they've chosen to designate. I frankly do not know if we qualify. What I would like to do today, and I think Daniel Seraldo said he was calling on, and I suspect he's waiting to speak, but he's very interested in taking the Art Deco District and using that as the model for an application for this additional designation through UNESCO. He's had experience going to some of their events and is somewhat familiar with them. So I'd like to hear from him, hear from my colleagues. And then I guess my vision for this item is to pick a site. I think the Art Deco District is as good as any, and have somebody at the city research a little further than I did and see if we qualify, first of all, because if we don't, I don't want to waste more time. But if we do qualify, I'd like to submit the application and see if we can bring about this additional heritage list designation for an area of our city.
Thank you. Sorry, Eric.
Yeah, I was just going to say Tom Mooney is on. He's on by phone. His last four numbers are 7728. So maybe we might want to hear from him before we go to the public.
Yes. Tom?
Tom, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, yep. We can hear.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. This is something that my staff can certainly research, if so directed by the committee. I know that there are other organizations outside of the National Register that we have participated in. For instance, we're a certified local government. We qualify for that. I haven't looked at the details of what qualifies under UNESCO, but certainly the Art Deco District, I would think, would be an excellent candidate because it's known internationally. But we could certainly, I could have my staff research that and come back to you at your next month's meeting with some more information.
Commissioner Gongora?
Sure, thanks. That's perfect. I think, I know Daniel has his hand raised, so I promised I'd call him out. I want him to speak. But yeah, that's the direction I'd like to see. I'd like to make sure we qualify, because if we qualify, great. I think it's another wonderful, prestigious thing for our city to have under our cap, so to speak. But if we don't qualify, obviously, we're not going to spend more time on this item.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom. I will take Daniel. Your hand is up.
Yes. Hi, Commission. Great to see you all. Hope you're all doing well. And thank you, Commissioner Gongora, for bringing this forward. I have the selection criteria up now on my screen, and it's amazing to see that I think only one is required out of 10. And it seems to me like we meet more than one. And I think it is a great question to explore: what area should it be? The Art Deco District? Should it be the entire city? You know, the criteria number one says that it should represent a masterpiece of human creative genius. And when you look at how our city was literally carved from a mangrove swamp, and even on the west side with the Venetian Islands, Star Island, Sunset Islands, you know, it may be something that as staff explorers, they can look into what part of the city should we say that Miami Beach in its entirety is significant to the heritage of the world and an example of creative genius. So we're very happy to help in any way we can, just like we help with the initial National Register research in 1979 that led to Miami Beach being the first urban 20th century historic district in the country. And we think that we will meet this criteria, and we look forward to working together with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I don't see any more callers on this item. Commissioner Gongora?
Yes, thank you. My motion for today would be to instruct the planning director to work with his department and keep MDPL in the loop and come back to us and let us know if either the Art Deco Historic District or the entire city or both would qualify for the UNESCO designation, and to bring it back to this committee and let us know, and if it does, what the next step would be to move forward with that.
Tom, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, so are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine. Perfect. When is the next meeting in July?
That's what I was just going to ask. When do you think you could have this back to us? The next meeting in July is when, Eric?
Have to double check. Let me look that up and I'll get right back with you. I think it's mid-July. I don't think it's late.
I should be able to get back to you. Why don't we continue it to mid-July for your next meeting? If we end up having to do more research and it's just not ready, then we'll come and ask for a continuance to the September meeting.
Okay, that sounds good.
We'll give you.
And it's July 15th.
Okay, that sounds good, Tom. Thank you. Commissioner Minor?
No, that sounds fine. You know, and I think Commissioner Gongora mentioned that there was no materials provided on this. So I literally have, other than what has been said today and what Daniel Seraldo said, I don't know anything about this. So it's hard for me to really comment other than what's been said.
So, okay. So I think by acclamation, we're all in agreement. Come back in July. If Tom's not ready at that point, he'll let us know. Commissioner Gongora.
Yeah. No, thank you. And I appreciate that. I'm disappointed. I'm going to repeat my point. But please, if there is attachments to a referral item, send it. Commissioner Minor, I doubt you've had an opportunity to review it. I didn't realize they hadn't attached the documents until late yesterday, but I believe they were forwarded late yesterday to you and Commissioner Steinberg by email. If not, the clerk now has them. I didn't send them directly because I don't know what I'm allowed to send or not send.
No, fair enough. But I didn't mean it as a criticism. I was just saying I just don't have that much information.
Yeah. Okay, and so that was our final action item. What I'm going to do really quickly before we adjourn, this may be a record for us, is quickly go down to the deferred items. I just want to let the public know, I know Commissioner Gongora and I have different items related to the building department and processes, and the reason they haven't been discussed yet is because our last instruction at one of our prior meetings was to have a workshop so that we can get this all out there. And due to the pandemic, of course, that has been put on hold. I did speak to Eric, and we are going to be looking to set a Zoom virtual workshop with our building department to address a lot of these things so we can start, you know, getting ready to get some of these items off and resolved once and for all. And so, Eric, do you have an update on that?
I don't have a specific date yet, but the building department has committed to have that meeting before our next neighborhoods meeting.
All right. And then I urge my colleagues who have items that are longstanding on here to just relook at them again, see what you would like to have done with them so we can either take it up at the next meeting or take it off the docket for now. And with that, any other announcements? And I don't see any raised hands for calls. So meeting adjourned. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Likewise.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.